Should the parties zone the presidency to the southeast? Bayo Dele Adebanjo says yes. He's a leader of Afenifere, the socio-cultural organization. He has weighed into this debate, which is raging in both major parties, as well as in the general public. Which brings me to our big hard fact. The southeast is the only southern zone yet to produce a president in the Fourth Republic. Did you know that? Also, the Southeast has never produced a civilian executive president or head of government. But at the same time, you have voices in both major parties who say that rotation and zoning should not be the top factor in choosing the president. Others say that even if zoning is used, the Southeast should not be priority for various reasons. And I asked Pa Adebanjo about all of this, about his position, about these opposing views to his position. And here's what he had to say. And joining me is the leader of Afenifere, Chief Ayodele Adebanjo. Welcome to Hard Facts, sir.
Thank you very much.
Before we talk about the Southeast specifically, what are your general views on rotation and zoning in Nigeria?
Well, when zoning that are people together, and constitutionally put in the constitution originally, we'll be putting the question of federal character in order to accommodate these developed areas where probably they will not have qualified people to make sure that representation is taken from those areas for an inclusive purpose to keep Nigerian unity.
Okay. Why do you believe that the Southeast should produce the next president in 2023?
Well, equity and justice is the way we rotate between North and South. The North has not finished because of the South. Because the South that had it before the North, when Ambassador was there for 8 years, it went to the North, and Yadua came in. He came to the South, Jonathan came in. It went back to the North, Buhari came in. Now it comes back to the South. So then the South is that they don't have the share in the South. The South went back that 8 years by Ambassador. Even the present CP is from Southwest Shibaju. We are not at that 5 years. South is the only remaining geopolitical zone that has not had a share in the presidency of Nigeria. We are going to be fair. We are going to be equitable. We are going to be justice. We are going to keep the spirit of unity in Nigeria. It goes nowhere other than the Southeast. That is the justice of the matter. Any other argument is self-serving.
Go ahead.
Any other argument is gang up against this.
Okay. It's interesting that you say that, because some aspirants have said that the presidency should remain in the North, because since the Fourth Republic started in 1999, the South has held the presidency for longer. Both Obasanjo and Buhari would have done 8 years, and then the remaining 8 years were split between Jonathan and Yar'Adua.
All those periods, I am a living witness. I don't read it from all of you are talking about it now. You read about it. I am a living witness. All those arguments are just self-serving. What the United States did independent in 1960, after all the problems that we have had, it's okay. Nigeria won under a federal system. And in that federal system, we put in the question of federal character. The problem we are having now is created by the military through the intrusion in 1966. And it is they who created this constitution we are operating, which I have maintained is a fraudulent constitution, which I have maintained you cannot have any election under this constitution. It is the constitution we didn't make. We have no input. immediately impose it on us. If the British now say they are going back to the barracks, they should go back to the barracks to their constitution. They should stand up to the constitution we had as independent. In the alternative, we should sit down again and agree on the constitution of our own making. And I doubt is that if they want to have an easy way, it's not a long thing. We had one in 2014, acceptable to all. If that is not acceptable to the present government, they made the recommendation 2018 by everybody recommending socially. Put this document together and let us move on in peace and quiet if there is no union agenda by Buhari.
Okay. Now, you also have some people that say that merit should be the only consideration.
My dear, I have told all other arguments self-serving. Let me not come in.
But how is the argument of merit self-serving? I mean, surely the people who say merit should determine where the president comes from, how is that self-serving?
My dear, why is it not merit when we are... When Awolowo and Shagari was contested, why is it not buried when Obasanjo and Fanai was contested? Why is it now that the return of the South is talking of merit? Is merit a new thing in the constitution now? Was it not there when we are talking of rotation? Was it not there when we are talking of federal character? Have we been doing our appointment and everything on merit and not on federal character? That's why there's no self-serving and a crazy argument. You should say that to the Marine, not to those of us who fought for independence, those of us who know what we agreed to at independence. If anybody wants to confuse Nigeria, if anybody wants to separate the country, want to scatter, then you begin all this crazy argument, untenable argument.
Okay, let's step away from the Southeast for a bit. Let's talk about, the parties involved here. So the APC took the presidency in 2015, in part due to the appeal that it was the turn of the North. In 2019, PDP agreed and zoned its ticket to the North. So I'm wondering what you think is the reason. What would you attribute both parties' hesitancy this year to zone the ticket?
Get that question. What is the question like?
My question is, why do you think both parties are hesitating to zone their ticket this year, when in 2015 and in 2019, they very quickly zoned their tickets to the North?
It is all going to the question that I and Afeni-Feri and many of them have been saying, that the North doesn't want to be liquid power. They want to stay there. And I've given evidence about that. In 2015, when we are talking about the election, Ango Abdullahi, a former VP who is at the head of ASF, said it's our turn. And when we have it, we have it for peace. It's a record. And there are so many instances to show that they want to deal with the people. That's why I tell you, don't raise that question. There's lots of evidence to say that about
you. Okay. 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 All right. Okay. All right. But I wonder what you will now say to my next question. Some PDP aspirants have said that zoning can only work if northern voters agree to it, because northern voters outnumber southern voters. Do you think that zoning will fail without a general acceptance in the North?
My dear, that is a very insulting statement. See, when you raise something, those of us who fought for the pagan, you are pinching us. What do they mean by the North? What right have they? Who give them that information? Who give them that population? Their population is questionable, and I've said it many times. Because the busy people that manage that, evaluate the population for them. The figures will not tell what is on the ground. What turn the old of the East, the North, except they are going to count the cattle and the cows. Not human beings. Don't tell us that. That's why we have all known the beginning of Nigeria. All these untenable arguments will not be submitted to us. You tell them, you say to those who are born after 1956,
Okay. All right. Let's leave it at that. Thank you so much, Chief Ayodele Adebanjo, for talking to us. Lagos, you've just heard from the leader of Afenifere. That's all the time we have. Thank you so much for your time, Lagos. I want to hear your thoughts on the conversation we've just had. Give us a call on 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Jislopeye.
Welcome, Jislopeye. You've got 1 minute.
God bless him. Honestly, like he said, who gave them that statistics? They've made us believe it, that they outnumber the rest of us. That's a fabulous lie. And thank God, before I used to believe it, until some people even made me realize that, where is the statistics? Said they want to count those cattle. That's what is always killing us. See.
Well, I mean, again, there's no data to actually disprove that the numbers from the north are inaccurate. We have had a few researchers who have come out with some numbers. Excuse me, I have to cough. So, sorry about that. There's been a few researchers who have said that it doesn't make sense that the drier parts of Nigeria, what they mean by that is like the desert parts of Nigeria, will have more people than the parts of Nigeria that have water. Like, it doesn't follow like a historical logic. It doesn't follow migration logic. It doesn't follow what is tenable in other parts of the world. So they've asked, asserted that, but like every time the every time census is conducted, we still have numbers that favor the north. Excuse me. Anyways, let's talk. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Yeah, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening to you.
Okay, this is Frank from Badagry.
Hi, Frank.
Yeah, I want to thank that chief for saying the truth and speaking and sticking on the truth. May God bless him so much. So what I want to say is this. This is the turn of the southeast. Okay. So the way they allow Obasanjo to contest with southwest counterpart, the way they are also allow Yaradua, let them allow the southeasterners. They are capable to bring out the capable hands. They have what it takes. So let them give them a chance. We know that people like Jagaban, he has all the capacity, everything. But let them please, for the sake of equity and justice, let them give Southeast the chance to bring out the person that will lead this country to the good destination where we are expecting. We have capable hands over there. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's
hello.
Your name? Hi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, this is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Thank you for that great-grandfather that actually called. God bless him. You know, in 100 people, I just have one person that is speaking the truth. And God bless him. Is he from the Southwest?
Yes.
They know the history of Nigeria. Yeah. We always say we are one, we are one. But when you see the actions that is put in place to show that we're actually not on. That is why we have so many rancors here and there. So is it that when they say, and I had you asking, what about merit? Now, are we saying that all the people in East, we don't have people who can come out and rule Nigeria? We don't have to rule, have the merit to rule Nigeria. Is that what you are also trying to say? Just as he also said, when it was Obasanjo, when he came out of prison, he was chosen because they want to use him to compensate for MPO Abiola, and everybody running around and voted for him. And that thing he said, because I know people will say, oh, in the north, they have population. We have issues, big issues with data. I know even when census is being counted, people count even those who are not even around. I don't know the issues. I don't know where we are. I don't know what our problem is. Is that we don't have the technology for people to be actually actual people to be counted. So this is why when you say at every census, they still come out to have the population, I thought that thing. I still do not believe it. I strongly do not believe it. But what are we to say? Because at the end of the day, when they say they have the problem, let us say that every time we want to, you know, fall back at the northerners so that they can, you know, give us more population for, you know, for the South people to come out victorious. So for justice and equity, please, they should zone it to the South, just like they've been doing before now.
All right. Thanks for calling, Joy. Again, let me say that the official census figures have given us the northern population. Anybody who wants to challenge that should bring their old data. We've got Alaba on the line. Alaba, welcome.
Sandra.
Greet you. Greet you too.
He does three food that he wanted when they are not
to. Oh, Alaba, your network is not very clear. You have to call us back. Your connection is not very clear. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, President Sandra, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank God for Padevanjo. Baba was speaking the other day. One of the supporters of this government said the man should keep quiet. Did you hear that?
Who was that? Who said that?
What?
Who said that?
One of the callers, the supporters of this government, last week, said the man should keep quiet. Eh? Look at you. You hear what he said? For equity, for justice, for once, why not allow the people from that part of the country to rule this country? Then after that, we go for restructuring. All this rub Paul to pay Peter will not do us any good. Now, the romance with these people, now, with the way the game is going, you hear the Sarake and Bello, the guy of Bauchi, the Northern group said this, the other group said this. I don't know why those people are coming out. We say one Nigeria. Let these people try it for once. Then after that, we'll go for restructuring.
All right, Chris, thank you very much for calling. Something that doesn't, it does breed argument depending on who you're talking to, right? Vaccinations.
Yes, yes, yes. We are urging you all to please get vaccinated. We know the restrictions are down, but please still wear your mask and also use your sanitizers. But most of all, we need you to get vaccinated. So please, COVID-19 might seem like it's over, but it's really not over. Getting this immunity will help you go back to do all the things that you love doing. I mean, without these vaccines, the restrictions wouldn't have come, you know, been taken off. So please go to the website that is mphcda.vaccination.gov.ng. The website to go is mphcda.vaccination.gov.ng. Remember, vaccines save lives.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's take a look at messages we have on WhatsApp.
Yeah. So Sisi Omai says, good evening, Sandra. Why do we sort of Southerners allow little children in the north vote during elections?
Well, it's not just it's not just in the north that children vote. We've seen reports of children voting in the south as well. So it's not a northern problem.
David from Apapa, he says, with regards to the merit concept, are they trying to say the whole Southeast cannot produce who is meritable? That sounds insulting, though. As regarding the population, looking at the settlement structure of the northern state, it is very difficult to say the northern populace is more than the south.
Again, official census says the north is more populated than the south, and that's what we're going with. If you have data to dispute that, go and bring it.
Kayode from Ikoto, he says, Sandra, seems like you bowed to Baba Adebanjo.
Well, he's 94 years old. If you don't dobale to elders, who will you dobale for? I'm hoping that's what you mean by bowed. But I'm hoping that's what you mean by bowed. If it's any other kind of bowed, you're going to have to explain yourself.
Okbe Kehinde from Ijegu, he says, my worry is the Afeniferi. These people can never speak on my behalf, asking Tinubu and Osinbajo not to contest. But the ticket should be zoned to the southeast. You cannot reap from where you didn't invest. 2015 and 2019, the whole southeast voted for Atiku but forgot to vote for Osinbajo as a Christian. So they want the southwest to zone and vote for the southeast. Afeniferi leaders should go on... Continue with that.
Thank you very much. All right. If it's okay, then you have to be very careful because his WhatsApp messages are always very dramatic. He's so dramatic. All right. Let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How are you, sir? What's your name?
Just Lopoye. I didn't finish my point.
Yes, because you were going off point, and you are going to a direction where you match line, and I was trying to protect you and protect myself. So are you gonna behave, or are you gonna keep going left?
What I'm saying, like the data, like that was what I was just trying to say. I wasn't going down top line. Baba said something, and I was saying what he said also, that I believe what Baba said.
Okay.
That's it now. All right. Start going out of line.
Okay, let's leave it like that. Thank you very much. Let's leave it like that. 99.3, hello. Hello. All right, that person wasn't ready. But thank you very much for calling and joining the conversation. 99.3, hello. Good afternoon. What's your name? Hello.
My name is James. I'm calling from Ikeja.
James from Ikeja, welcome.
I'd like you to do a little research. I tried to go online just now to find out. You talked about census figures always coming up with northern numbers rather than the southern numbers.
Mm-hmm.
A certain gentleman intimated to me that actually all the census heads into the census, Nigerian Population Commission has always been from the north.
Okay, but the conversation is not census. The conversation is north, the population. Chief Adebanjo, you know, focused on where should zoning go to for 2023. I don't want us to be sidetracked by this population talk and this census talk. That's not the conversation we're having this evening. It's a hot topic. It's a topic you would like to get into at some point, but that's not what we're talking about right now. Right now, we're talking about this man, this leader of a sociocultural group who publicly stated that he believes that the major political parties, all political parties really, should zone the presidency to the southeast. He said rotation and zoning are the only things that can keep us together. He said rotation and zoning are they spring from the same place as federal character. So if we understand that federal character is necessary for political appointments to give all regions a sense of belonging, we also need to understand that making sure each region can produce the president turn by turn is needed for that same sense of belonging. So let's not, you know, turn the entire conversation we just had with this man into that one little piece of information there, because he said a lot of important stuff. And then he also said that for equity and justice, we should rotate between north and south. And since the last two southern presidents were from the southwest and the south-south, it should now come to the southeast. And then he also pointed out that not only is the southeast the only southern zone not to produce a president in the Fourth Republic, the southeast is also the only southern zone not to produce a vice president in the Fourth Republic. The last civilian Southeastern VP was Alex Ekweme, Shehu Shagari's running mate. That was back in the Second Republic. He also said that all other arguments are self-serving. So can we talk about that? You know, can we focus on that part of the conversation? Let's not go off into a conversation that will get me into trouble, please. You know, it's World Press Freedom Day in a few days, and all of us are citizens of this country, so let's all behave. Thank you very much. I honestly don't talk like this all the time, but please, if I'm begging you, Listen to me. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, Lagos, I'll take more of your thoughts. We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We've got Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away, Lagos. Should the parties zone the presidency to the southeast? Chief Ayodele Adebanjo says yes. He's the leader of Afenifere, the sociocultural organization. And he joined us on Hard Facts, and you heard his thoughts on rotation and zoning. He says that rotation and zoning are the only things that can keep us together. He said rotation and zoning are from the same place as federal character. So if we understand federal character and we say federal character is necessary for political appointments to give all regions a sense of belonging, we need to understand that making sure each region can produce a president is needed for that same sense of belonging, and produce a president turn by turn, you know. And then he went on to say that not only has the Southeast not produced a president in the Fourth Republic. Now, the Fourth Republic started in 1999. Not only has the Fourth Republic not produced a Southeastern president, the Southeast is also the only southern zone not to produce a vice president in the Fourth Republic. So vice president to president to Southeasterners have not been represented since the Fourth Republic. The last civilian Southeastern VP was Alex Ekwueme. Alex Ekwueme was Shehu Shagari's running mate back in the Second Republic. And he said any other argument is self-serving. And I wonder what you think about that. 0700-993-993-993. If you missed that interview, you can listen again when the show is over on our website. Our website is nigeriainfo.fm. Hello, thanks for calling us. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hi, my name is OBJ.
OBJ, welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. All we're right. Keeping about southeast. Who are they? Who is their aspirant? Who is their aspirant? We the middle belt, we are waiting for their aspirant to back them up. Let them come up with somebody that is genuine. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. By the way, Chief Adebanjo is attending the Greater Nigeria Conference at the International Conference Center, Abuja. It's happening today. Also in attendance is Chief E.K. Clark, who heads the Southern and Middle Belt Forum. Southeastern governors are also expected to attend. The agenda for the conference is to get buy-in from ethnic and cultural leaders across the country for the idea of a Southeastern presidency in 2023. The conference is being convened by Chief Okwesile Zemudo, also Senator Victor Ome and Senator Chris Anyanwu. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of this conference. I'm paying attention to it. But coming back to my interview with Chief Adebanjo, I want you to talk to me some more about the points he made, specifically the point that if we have agreed as a country that appointments should reflect federal character, we need to apply the same thinking to elective office, especially the highest office. Because he points to the Constitution, right? Which enshrines federal character. And you know that the Constitution is meant to express the highest values of the nation. So if federal character is one of the nation's highest values, should that translate to making sure each region produces the president turn by turn? We've got Bola on the line. Bola is in Ikperu. Is that how to say that? Hello, Bola, are you there?
Yeah. Okay, I'm back. Bola.
Right. Welcome. Oh, Bola. I don't know why you said Bola. Welcome.
Bola.
Oh, Bola. Welcome. Go ahead.
Bola from Bola.
All right, go
now,
ahead.
Let me just say this. As far as Southwest or the Yorubas are concerned, the Afenifere are more or less on their own.
Okay.
If you want to know, let them come out. Let them come out and ask the Yorubas to do this, if it will be done. All right? Now, talking about Southeast, under normal circumstances, PDP should just zone presidency to Southeast, because Southeast actually served
PDP with all their minds, everything. Like someone said, is everyone covered in APC? Do they join them to develop or bring it all about? I know the likes of Ngige, but Mustafa, when they were shouting a few years back that Sawi should not put all their eggs in one basket, they should give some of the votes to APC. They shouted those people down. How come that somebody will not be advocating that APC too should zone to Southeast? On what grounds? People put money to build party, to build structure. And now, someone will now be saying, give it to those that are not having a dime there. It's never done. Outside sentiment, nobody just give just zone presidency or just give people, please come over. Now, I know politicians move beyond their enclave outside. I've not heard of anybody from Southeast going to the north exactly, fraternizing with those in the north. Now, coming out to conclude that they should just hand it over to them on what ground, please. No sentiment. They should fight for it. And the issue of Obasanjo and the Falaye, it was something that happened. Abiola died, that won election. That was what happened.
What do you think about the point he made that we've not had a Southeastern president or vice president since the Fourth Republic, since 1999? You don't think that there's a problem with that?
Now, what I'm thinking is that they should stop playing the politics of indoor politics, like Wike now. It's about Rivers State. When you talk of Anambra, it's known in when you talk of Peter Obi, they are number one. It's known in Anambra. They should leave their shore. They should leave their area and move out. They should get friends outside their enclave. That's how to play politics.
Okay. So you think you know, if they want it, they should play the politics better. But you also think that it's not right that Nigeria has not had a Southeastern president. Is that what you're saying?
It's not right.
All right, Bola, thank you very much. I just wanted to be sure that I understood you. Thank you so much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
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 President Sandra, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
My name is Prince Suarez, calling from Amuodofin.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome. Go ahead.
I think what Papa said, that the power should go to South, he said where. But if Nigeria police agree, and again, you talk about North and the South, we want to say the truth all the time. If you want to tell me the kingmaker of Nigeria today is the North, they are the population. They have nothing to say. But this South, we have 17 seats. So who are the majority then? But you are talking of population. The last election that you brought the government to office in Nigeria today, out of 15 million gathered by Buhari, 11 point something million come from the North. The same goes to Atiku. So when you talk of voting this country today, nobody can rule out the North. And that's why they are dictating. But if we talk of ministries, they are the majority. If we talk of policies today, they are the ones who is dictating. If we don't need primary, if they want to pick from Southwest or they want to pick from Southeast, they dictate who they want. And that is it. 1999, we, the majority of Yoruba, go for Falaye. But did not pick your Obasanjo, who is the winner? And let me say it categorically. In this country today, if we are talking about resources today, without the backing of the northern legislator, nothing goes accordingly.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got messages on WhatsApp, yes?
Yes, Wale Hamzat. He said, Obasanjo became president without the support of the Southwest. Obasanjo was not the northern candidate when he became president. He lost all the states in the Southwest. This message is saying, this call for zoning to a region is a face of incompetence and corruption nationwide is balderdash. Focus should be on forcing the hands of government via civil protest to bring all stakeholders to the table for a national discourse to review and chart a new constitution for our union. Yes, it's difficult to go back to 1963 constitution, but the land is blessed enough with brilliant minds to craft a new law that will promote diversity, productivity and security of the land. Oluwaseun Oni from Ajao. This is saying, let it go to Igbo. I am not Igbo. I never see or hear an Igbo be a president. Let them try. Nelly Ejiro from Igondo. Chinedu is saying, good.
That's a really long message. Yes. No one's going to take that message. It's too long. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Basi. I'm calling from Adjawa State. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, where I come from is Akwaibom State.
Okay.
And I want to tell you that I support Southeast Presidency. And you can see from the language of that chief, Ayo, Southeasterners Presidency has supporters and sympathizers in all the geopolitical zones of this country. Suppose there is a sole aspirant coming from that southeastern zone to vie for this presidency, even to walk the way Senator Tinubu is walking, to make sure he get there. In fact, it could have been possible. It is just that Southeasterners will sit back and be playing politics of theory, talking just from the mouth. They should work harder than the way they are doing, and this thing can be possible. So that's my take.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. It's interesting that we're using this same language. Oh, work harder than how they're doing. And we do the same when we're talking about women in politics or women in the society. Once it's a marginalized group, we, you know, put all the work on the marginalized group instead of the you know, group that is doing the marginalizing or the group that is more empowered than the marginalized group, you know? Because it's not as if, you know, Southeasterners are not playing the politics. They've been fielding candidates for a long time. They have been politicking for a long time. They continue to try to build bridges across the different geopolitical zones in the country. That's been happening for a while now. But in the political parties, it just isn't a priority to ensure that the flag bearer is a Southeasterner, you know? And that has happened administration after administration after administration, or election cycle, let me say election cycle after election cycle, you know? The closest that that came to changing was Peter Obi as vice presidential candidate back in 2019, but President Buhari was re-elected, and so, you know, you did not have that happen, you know. So why is it up to the Southeast to fight harder? Why is it not? Why should we simply not adopt what we've done with federal character, you know, when it comes to a Southeasterner being president? Why is that not the answer? It's the same conversation for black people in America. Oh, black people should be doing more. Or women who are marginalized. Oh, women should be doing more. Or people who are in... Okay, let me not go there because... We're still Nigeria, we do. You know? So society always expects the group that has said over the years, oh, they are the marginalized group, they are the ones who are not giving all the same access, all the same opportunities. Society always expects them, oh, do more. They're already doing a lot. What can the other side do to hand over an olive branch? What can the other side do to make the process easier? I guess that's the point. I think that's the point that the Afenifere leader was making on the show today. We've got messages on WhatsApp, yes?
Yes. David is saying, Sandra, I agree with Chief Adebanjo. We should allow Southeast, I think he's trying to say, present a candidate that is competent because they have never been. And also what we need now is economic and industrialization, which the Southeast are good at. Okpe Kende from Ijegu says...
No! Let's move to someone else.
Greenish says, I don't know why Southeast is a big deal. Must they produce president? What we need is someone who can turn the table around, make life better for all. When when start zoning now, it will become traditional. I beg, better.
But we have been zoning. Since 1999, we have been zoning. So we won't start zoning now, you know? Zoning has been a part of our politics for a very long time. Again, let me be clear. My personal opinion is about zoning and meritocracy and where should the presidency go to, et cetera, are not featuring in this show at all. I'm not sharing any personal opinions whatsoever. I'm sharing with you opinions that politicians, political analysts, and the guests that we have had on this station have shared right here on Hard Facts. But that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for being a part of this show. Thank you for trying to call. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and your opinions. This is a conversation that will continue for a while as the political parties head to the primaries, as they decide who their flag bearers will be. We'll keep talking about this. And tomorrow on Road to 2023, we'll talk about this some more as well.